What I carry. I left my home a long time ago. I came here with one small bag, more than 20 years back, and most of what was in that bag has long since been used up, or worn out, or quietly given away. I do not have many things from there, but there are things I still carry. I carry the bread my mother made on Friday mornings, the bread we ate while she told us stories about her own mother. I carry the song my father used to sing while he was working, a song I have not heard from anyone but him in 20 years. I carry the colour of the sky in late summer, a particular yellow-blue that the sky here has, but only sometimes, and never for long. I carry the small words for small things, the word for the soft middle of the bread, the word for the shadow under a tree. The word for the way the light falls in the late afternoon. Some of these words my children have not learned. Some of them, by now, only I remember. I do not need a bag for these things. They are not heavy. They do not break. They come with me wherever I go, and most of the time they are quiet. I carry them in the way I cook, in the way I sing to myself when I'm alone in the kitchen, in the way I look at the sky when the light changes. I do not show them to many people. Some things, I have learned, you carry better quietly. Some things, when you put them down, you find you cannot pick up again.